This is Andrew Womack, and on our programs this week, we are going to be playing some of the teaching that I did when I was in Heidelberg, South Africa. I was in a little tiny place that only had 7,000 people in the whole town, and there were 1,500 people that came to the meetings. We were under a big tent, and we had some great miracles happen too. And not only did miracles happen during the time that I was there, but we had a lot of people come and give testimony about how the teaching had set them free. We had one couple that has seen over 700 people healed since they got hold of this. They aren't pastors, they were just lay people in the church, but they started teaching on healing, have seen over 700 healed. We've had testimonies of a little baby being raised from the dead, heart attacks being healed, some great things. Maybe we'll even play some of those during these programs. But this is my teaching. It was taped in Heidelberg, South Africa during July of 2009. I believe it'll bless you, so listen and be blessed. I don't see him. But anyway, Stephen Bransford is our television guy, and he's here with the camera. He's the guy that's walking around with the camera. And I mentioned him yesterday and said that he was here, and if people wanted to give interviews, that they could do that and give testimonies. And so he's taken a number of testimonies. And Stephen was telling me about this couple. I believe their name is David and Mary. And they were giving a testimony about how he was miraculously healed and had some medical papers to prove this. And so anyway, I'd like to, I don't know where they are, David and Mary here, come up here and let's have you come. And I'd like to ask them just to share this testimony about what Jesus has done for them. And I believe it'll really, really bless you. So this is David and Mary from someplace. I presume it's in South Africa. Praise the Lord. All right, tell them where you're from.
Yeah, we're from someplace, which is almost no place. It's a very small little town. We are from Bedford in the Eastern Cape. That's between Grahamstown and Craddock. You mustn't blink as you pass that midpoint.
You got to hold the microphone up.
Okay, I'll do that. Would you want to kick off?
In about May 2006, our son Mark introduced me to the teachings of Andrew Womack. You do need to understand that I grew up in a Christian home. And I knew it all, but I didn't until I started hearing these teachings and who I am in Christ and all the things that we've been hearing, spirit, soul, and body. And anyway, the Lord was preparing us for something that was going to happen on the 29th of October, 2006.
Yeah, on a Sunday morning of 29th of October, we got up. It was a normal Sunday morning, we thought, shaved, showered, and got ready. I was fully dressed, ready to move off to church, and I just felt this pain beginning in my church, and it intensified. I said to my wife, I'm not feeling good, and I sat on the edge of the bed, and I began to feel nauseous, and the pain intensified, and I broke out in a sweat. I was drenched within moments. And my wife said, she's going to phone the doctor. It sounds like it's my heart. And well,
When Dave lay down on the bed, that was very unusual. You need to know this guy's activity personified. He doesn't walk anywhere, he runs. And if the gate is locked, he jumps over it. And to see Dave lying on the bed, the color of putty, gray, I knew he was having a heart attack. And at that moment, the most amazing peace of God flooded my heart. And the scripture started to rise up. And I heard Andrew's voice in my head. And it was saying, by his stripes you have been healed. And I put my hand on Dave's chest and he lifted it off. He couldn't stand even that gentle pressure. And I said, you're the head and not the tail. I'm above and not below. Amen. You know, and all these wonderful scriptures. And I knew that I was speaking life over him. Nonetheless, I ran to the phone. And I phoned, our doctor wasn't there. So I got hold of his partner and I said, this and this and this is happening. What do I do? Get him to hospital as quickly as you can. And I went out to get the car out, and
meanwhile, I was feeling I was going to throw up, so I thought I'd better get out of the bedroom to the bathroom. But as I was getting toward the door, I thought, if it is my heart, I better not have that wrenching. The next thing I remembered is I just fainted, and I came to with my head against the washing machine. My wife came and helped me to the car, and we hurried off to Adelaide, where our nearest doctor is. That's 20 kilometers away. Mm-hmm. And
on the way there, obviously, I was driving. I put the seat as flat as possible. And Dave was lying with his eyes closed, and I would just touch him like this to make sure he's still alive. Really, that's what he looked like. It was awful. But, you know, this peace didn't leave me, and I just switched on my tape deck, and this woman started singing, "What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus to refresh, restore, renew. What a healing Jesus for such a time as this. Arise with healing wings, thou Son of Righteousness." And the joy and the peace just surged through me. I thought, thank you, Lord, you've got everything under control. And when we got to the hospital, the sister in the heart ward was waiting for us to attach Dave to all this machinery.
And then the doctor arrived just then, because he lives out on a farm, so he had to come in. But everything was ready, and they connected up all the pads to me with wired up to the ECG machine.
They
didn't show his chest. And yeah, as it printed out its readings, and then he laid it out on the table opposite side of the room. And then he came in toward me, and he said, "David, the good news is that you're still here. The bad news is that you've suffered a heart attack. There's a clot in your heart. The left side of your heart is damaged. And we have to rush off to Greenacres Hospital. That's 220 kilometers from where we were." And I said, "Well, doctor, what has this been? What will it entail?" He said, "We're talking about a heart bypass." And I said, "Well, you know, I haven't got a medical aid or anything like that." And then just something, it's amazing the way the Holy Spirit is. Well, he's true to his promise. He brings things back to our remembrance as he promised. And I just recall, now I've got the oxygen mask on by this time, and I just winked at Mary and I said, nodded for her to come next to me. And I just said, "The first report is not the last report." She knew exactly what. And yeah. Above the doctor's, the machine's report and the doctor's expertise, because he specialized in hearts, and this was his passion, not just his job. And
our doctor that we normally go to, even in this general practice, our doctor is actually a gynecologist. So Dr. Littich looked at Dave and said, "You don't need him, you need me. I'm the heart man." Which was great. But the Lord knew this, because doing hearts was also a passion for him, although he was 2 years at the heart clinic down in Cape Town at Groote Schuur. He also just loved everything to do with the heart. And this is the man that was on duty when we arrived.
Yeah, and then I said, "Doctor, can we just discuss at the moment?" And him and the sister went out. And then we just took hands and we said, "Lord, we believe your word. Your Isaiah 53, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed, his power?" We said, "Lord, we believe your report above our eyes, our ears, our senses. We believe your word. Your word tells us that by your stripes I was healed."
Amen.
"And the same spirit that raised the Lord Jesus dwells in me. Will he not also quicken this mortal body?" He said, "Lord, we believe and we receive that. In the name of Jesus, we are your children and we receive that."
Yeah.
And then he actually came in again, the doctor, and he said, "You know, what's happened here, we have a sort of 6-hour window and we're not going to make it even." That's how serious it was. "Down to Port Elizabeth." He said, "I think what we need to do now is damage control." Those were his words. And then, do you remember something from there?
Yeah, I left Dave. Yeah, I thought, well, I rushed out so quickly. I didn't even have a cell phone with me. So back to Bedford, which is 20 kilometers away. And I thought, my first port of call is John and Jeanette Pierce, who are actually with us here today. I stopped the call, rang the bell, and John opened, and I said, "Hi, John." He said, "Hello, how are you?" You know, strange to see me at that time. I said, "Where's Jeanette?" I walked into the house, and when she came into the room where now all three of us were, I said, "I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Dave just had a heart attack."
She's trying to get rid of me.
And he's in hospital. And Jeanette and John, their first reaction was, "Oh no," and tears. But this joy was just bubbling out of me, and I knew the Lord was doing something great. And I went home to phone my mom and dad, and they were having lunch at a restaurant. My dad is a pastor of 80, he's 86 years old. He's been a pastor for 64 years, and he's not retired. But they were having food at a restaurant, and I phoned them, and I said, "My dad and mom must be there. He looks like this and like that. They all..." "Oh, I know who they are," she said. "I'll take the phone to him," because I said, "I need to speak to him." I said, "Daddy, Dave's in hospital. He's had a heart attack. The doctor says this, this, and this, and this. But you just pray for him. I believe God's doing a miracle." And my dad, true to who he is, in the middle of the restaurant, "Father!"
So everybody in the restaurant was praying
everybody
for me.
Everybody in the restaurant must have heard him. "You just touch David." And, you know, even phoning Dave's sister and our children, I couldn't say, "Oh, woe is me." I said, just pray for me. You know, I've got to get back to the hospital. Pray for Dad, but God's in control. When I got back to the hospital, he was already looking loads better. They'd switched off the heart monitor, so I felt better. It's horrible hearing that beep, beep, you know. And but both of us were just, Dave actually kept saying, the first report is not the last report. And as I stood next to him, a scripture popped into my mind, Psalm 91. I thought, what's in Psalm 91? And when I started reading it, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I shall say of the Lord, he is my refuge. And then way down at the bottom, he said, with long life will I satisfy. I said, yo! You go, God. You're not taking him home yet. And it was that joy. Anyway.
So a little after that, the sister came and said that the doctor said she must take a blood sample. So she pricked my finger and went to the other side of the room. And we just heard her saying, I don't understand this. It's saying it's negative. So I lifted the mask off and said, well, if it's an AIDS test, I know I'm negative. But then she said, no, maybe I'm reading it wrong. The doctor will know how to read that. And then he came and he ordered another ECG machine on again. And then he laid out, which I have here, the copies of, and he spread it out on the table. And he said, I've never seen anything like this before. I can't understand this. I've never seen anything like this. And he came over to me and said, you know, among us doctors, we have a sort of grading with heart attacks. Common, not too serious ones, are as common as sparrows, mossies. And he said, but this is a pink canary with purple socks. They don't exist. And then he said, well, we will monitor you through the night. Is there something else you want to add?
Yeah, he said he doesn't usually put patients' ECGs on his wall, but this is one he's got a frame, the before and after.
And he said, we'll just monitor you through the night. So every hour on the hour, the sister came, took my pulse and blood pressure. The next morning when Mary came for me, I was dressed and ready to go home and carry on life as usual. So all praise to the Lord. I just want to add one comment. Just one thing. But, you know, I think that the enemy was trying to bring us down, but he chose the wrong time. I was so saturated with your teachings. I actually had been working at my computer for weeks, and I just had it playing hundreds of hours. And so he timed it badly. We were such at a peak that he...
Amen. Yes. Thank you. God
bless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's exciting.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.